here in our studio in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, the LRN.FM studios, taking your calls about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype, and our username there is LRN.FM. Just send a friend request or a contact request. We will accept it. You'll be on our list, and then it'll be easy for you to call in there. So connect with us in the way that's best for you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number tonight. Going to tell you about a story that I'm surprised and saddened to see, because we've had people call this show and tell us the opposite. And so now I question, were those calls truthful? I'm going to presume that they were, and that there's just such a wide range of possibility here in the realm of leaving the military before your time is up. Because we've been told by people who've called the show to tell their what is allegedly their story that they were able to basically say they were not going to do it anymore and essentially walk off the job. Maybe not directly, but to go through some sort of process that was very uncomfortable, unpleasant, as they were told, or that they told us. It was very unpleasant to go through, but that ultimately they never had to spend any time in a prison cell for leaving the military. They were cajoled, they were, attempted to be, persuaded to stay, they were embarrassed, they were, nasty
harangued.
Things.
Sure.
Yeah, harangued, nasty things were said, but ultimately at the end of the day, or the end of a six-month period, this took a while to happen, but at the end of that six-month period, they were able to leave the military, and with, wasn't it honorable?
No.
General discharge?
Yeah, general discharge.
General discharge, so not a dishonorable discharge, but a general discharge. And this in comparison to all the stories you might have heard over the years about people going to prison cells for deserting the military. Well, here's a story from the BBC, and it's about a lady named Kimberly Rivera. She has been jailed for desertion, and maybe her mistake was actually walking away from it rather than trying to leave through whatever arduous process they have.
There's a distinction between going AWOL and deserting, and it has to do with leaving the country.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with getting rid of your military uniforms. And so, as I understand it, that going AWOL, not nearly as big of a deal as deserting.
So, according to the story here at the BBC, a U.S. woman soldier has been sentenced to 10 months in military prison after pleading guilty to desertion while on leave from deployment in Iraq. Private First Class, or PTE, I presume that's a shortening, like a British shortening for private. First Class Kimberly Rivera had been serving as a base guard in Baghdad when she fled to Canada in 2007 with her husband and children. The 30-year-old said she'd become disillusioned with the war. Canadian authorities denied her request for refugee status.
From where?
From
the United
US?
States? Or, okay, Great Britain.
Right, sorry. This is a BBC reporting on a U.S. soldier.
Okay.
Because you usually don't get reports like this from
domestic
press agencies, yeah, in the U.S. So Canadian authorities denied her request for refugee status, and that, by the way, that's been their policy for a while. As I understand it, they changed it I don't remember when, after the Vietnam War, but at some point they changed it to make it so you if you're in the military, could not seek protection from Canada. So she was denied, and then she presented herself at the U.S. border in September 2012 after being threatened with deportation by Canada, and was arrested and returned to her unit's base in Colorado. She pleaded guilty in a military court in Fort Carson on Monday. In addition to 10 months imprisonment, she will receive a bad conduct discharge. During the Vietnam War, more than 50,000 Americans fled to Canada, most to avoid conscription, and were welcomed by Canadian authorities. Most returned to the U.S. following President Jimmy Carter's offer of amnesty to the so-called draft dodgers. Canadian activist group War Resisters Support Campaign says about 200 U.S. soldiers fled to Canada during the Iraq War, but Canada's conservative government has argued the situation has changed since the Vietnam era because the U.S. military is now an all-volunteer force. So apparently Canada's perspective is if you volunteer in the military, even if you disagree with what they have ordered you to do, they're not going to protect you.
Well, to me, this sounds like she, made the poor choice and didn't research this enough to know the difference between going AWOL and deserting. That's unfortunate. I think that the military seems singular in that the government allows themselves to conscript people, to contract people to work for them for over a period of time. But, I mean, imagine if this was any other employer. This wouldn't happen.
No, of course not. An employer can't lock you up for a violation of a contract. Maybe they could go after you in civil court and get some sort of damages out of you, but it just wouldn't be possible for them to lock you up for that.
So, and one really has to ask oneself in this day and age of a voluntary military, what's the point of this? I mean, why am I paying to lock this woman up for 10 months? I'm a U.S. taxpayer. Supposedly, somebody told me in civics class that I was part of the government. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that any longer, as all I have to do is see what the government does and see how it operates completely without any interest from me. But
yeah, that's a good question. What's the point of this?
I guess it's just trying to make a case.
Well, is the suggestion here that we need to punish this lady because, or not we, but we, as though the military were saying this, the military needs to punish this lady in order to set an example for the rest of the troops out there, because maybe they believe there's a significant number of them that if they knew they could get away with leaving the country or in some way escaping the grasp of the military and its ridiculously ironclad contract, then that maybe more people would do what she did. Maybe more people would bail out. Because I don't think most people know what we've been told by people who called the show, and that is that you can basically just tell them you're not going to do this anymore and that they'll let you go. That's what we've been told. I've never been through that. But so there's that. But most people probably don't know that in the military because they might hear about stories like this where it sounds like that you're going to go to the brig. And people don't generally want to go to the brig, even though I think you could make an argument that if you were opposed to what was going on in the Middle East and that was your assignment, that it would be better to spend 10 months in the brig than to possibly perish
catching
in the
bullets,
desert.
Catching bullets for liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. But let's point out that this is really an important aspect to point out is during the stop-loss incident back in, I think it was 2006, 2007, mm-hmm. the Army was having a difficult time. This was before the whole economic downturn. They were a very difficult time recruiting. And so what they did was they would actually keep people on beyond their contracted period. They pointed to this provision was called inactive ready reserve, and they'd say basically, oh, yeah, that whole EOS date, the end of your service or whatever date, yeah, that's going to change, and you're going to spend another year or whatever. There was actually, they called some 70-year-old surgeon back in. It was really kind of strange. He was obviously an anomaly, but they were going, it's not like the military can break its contract or the spirit of its contract and nothing happens.
Sure. But what are you going to do? Hold them accountable in their own court?
What are you going to do? Go lock up your commanding officer because he's keeping you, because he's just following orders or whatever?
Well, the military contract isn't that different and in that aspect from a lot of corporate agreements. I just got an email from eBay today telling me about the whatever blah, blah, blah had changed in their policy.
Yep.
And, you don't have to do anything if you agree to this change. Just ignore the email. Well, that's because there's no meeting of the minds. That's because, it doesn't...
It's not a contract.
It's not really a contract. Nobody else really signed it. You probably never really signed anything either. But they just get to change anything anytime they want. Difference, of course, being with the military, they change their contract, and if you don't agree with it, then you might go to a brig.
That's the case with this woman.
Yeah, they might do something undesirable to you.
So the distinction here is she left the country.
Right.
And I don't know what she did with her uniforms, but leaving the country is, makes it desertion rather than AWOL.
I see.
If she would have just gone on leave and not come back or something like that and had kept her uniforms and, stayed in the United States, it wouldn't have been the same big deal as it was. This is my understanding.
Yeah, because we have been told by somebody who's allegedly been AWOL that it worked out for him. They came and got him at one point, but then eventually they let him go because he wasn't going to go back and do the stuff they wanted him to do. And you don't want somebody like that in your troop or whatever.
Yeah, why would you want that? And why do you want to lock him up?
If that's the twisted thing here, maybe someone could answer that. Why put this lady in a prison cell? Why go through this process? Do you have an answer? 855-453. She just wanted out of the military. Shouldn't she or anyone else be allowed to leave? 855-453 is a toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-453. And the question that we'd asked a moment ago, and maybe you've got an answer for it, is why does the military see the need to punish people like Kimberly Rivera, a lady who decided after she'd joined the military and after she'd been deployed to Iraq that this wasn't right? and that she didn't want to be a part of it. I actually got a statement from her here in a moment that I can share. 855-453 is toll-free. Now she's going to prison for 10 months for deserting the military.
You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You can make free trade work for you. Save On Meds has pharmacies in the United States, Canada, and New Zealand, and they're able to bring you up to 75% off on heart medication, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from inspected factories. Independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now. Get $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25 here in the United States. Their pharmacists have been importing safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. for 9 years. Get a generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. And when I say confidence, I've known the guy who runs Save On Meds. I've known him for most of my life. So I have confidence when I say call Save On Meds. Here's the number, 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. When you call, sometimes they'll be on the phone with somebody else, so just leave a message. They'll either give you a call back right away or the next business day, whatever's convenient for them. 888-6969-363.
10 months in prison for the so-called crime of desertion. But where's the victim? I mean, if somebody's going to be spending 10 months in prison, shouldn't there be someone that has been harmed? Of course, you know, by looking at the insane legal system, that there's plenty of people in prison who've never harmed anybody else. That doesn't make it right, though. And this lady shouldn't be in jail. She should be home with her family, doing whatever it is her and her family feel is most important to their happiness. But instead, she's sitting in prison. And on top of that, according to Amy Goodman over at The Guardian, she's pregnant, too.
Oh, my. So the joy that I have here of paying not only to keep this lady in jail, but I have to keep her in jail and give her prenatal care, mm-hmm. pay for that on top of it, because somebody has a bee in their bonnet about punishing this lady for taking an unauthorized trip to Canada.
I want to see what you think. The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's talk first to Dave in Virginia, listening to, I believe, WNIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, the military is not your regular kind of job. I mean, if the bullets start flying, you just don't say, well, I don't feel like going to work today.
And do you think that like many people do that?
You know?
Well, she didn't do it in the middle of, in the heat of battle. She did it when she was on leave. That's when she left.
I know. But, I mean, tell me it's a big surprise what the military does for a job. And you were saying, hey, well, you know, if you don't like the job, you really want people around to do that. Let's face it. We know what the military does. We know what they're supposed to do. It's not
okay, but why can't people change their mind?
They invest in a lot of training there. And now,
well, lots of companies invest in training.
You have to go to work and do something?
Well, hold on.
They invest in the person. They do a lot of training.
For one, I've had people in the military that people in the military have told me.
Dave, can we have a conversation here?
Yeah, people in the military have told me that the military nearly ruined them for real work, too. So, I mean, I don't know if that I would necessarily say that, you know, it's all work. But lots of jobs are that way. Lots of jobs, you know, put money into training. And then when somebody goes away, it's a pain for them. And they don't lock people up for it.
Well, you know, the military's a different place. Let's face it. If you're late for work, it literally is a federal offense.
Right. Well, we're not saying that that's not true. We're saying it's wrong.
What do you think, Dave? Do you think it's appropriate to put a woman in prison for 10 months because she didn't want to go to work anymore? Just because they trained her?
I wish I had more of the details. But
okay. She left, went on leave. She went to Canada, and Canada refused her because they have a policy against that these days. And she was then returned to the United States, where she faced court-martial, and was put in prison for 10 months.
Okay. Again, basic facts. There might be some other extenuating, mitigating circumstances. But
that's a very political answer to say that you don't know enough, so you can't have an opinion about this. What do you think the other circumstances might be that would affect your opinion?
That I wish I knew. But having been a Navy legal officer, let me tell you, you get to see a lot of folks. And my guess is she's probably done something that's not very good. that they put her in prison.
Well, why wouldn't they marshal her? Why wouldn't they court martial her for doing something else if she did something else? Like if she hurt somebody, they've got rules against that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Right. So they went after her for desertion, nothing else.
And desertion is not. That's not like, well, I'm late for work. You know, that's desertion.
There's a difference between desertion and AWOL. Can you briefly run that down for us?
No, unfortunately, I wish I could.
You just aren't very helpful at all. Goodbye now. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Maybe you've got an answer for the question.
The naval illegal officer that didn't know the difference between AWOL and desertion?
He just doesn't want to talk about it. He's a slimy lawyer who doesn't want to talk about these things.
All right.
And he's trying to make her look like she's done something. She must have done something else for them to go after her. Well, if she did something else, they would have been talking about the fact that she did something else. No, she was given this discharge from the military because she left, and she's going to sit in prison for 10 months because she deserted, so-called. She left the country. That's what this case is about. It's a very common political response to be asked a question and then to dodge it by saying, well, I don't have enough information, so I can't really have an opinion about that.
You know, I understand choosing to dodge that situation because here on air I've been given a certain amount of information, I've made a decision, and then I get more information and I want to go the other way with the decision, and it
that's
feels
what she
like
did with her career. She got more information and she decided she wanted to go in a different direction. And what I don't understand, and I don't think you do either, is what's wrong with someone changing their mind? Of course you know in advance that the military goes and bombs and kills people around the world, and maybe some people, when they finally get a taste of what that really means, they decide that it's not right, and they decide that they don't want to be a part of it. They can't leave? They're going to be put in a prison cell because of
that?
And
especially if they're leaving on leave. Like, it's not like
she did not desert a firefight.
Right. She wasn't in the middle of a firefight. She wasn't out in the middle of a cruise or anything like that, where it's like, all right, I need to go. Get me a helicopter and spend, you know, I don't know how much it costs to get a helicopter from wherever somebody is to shore, but, you know, it's going to spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of U.S. taxpayer dollars to get me to shore. They didn't do that.
Let's go to Will, listening in Wisconsin to the Mike 92.1. Hello, Will.
Yeah. I was listening to your program and to the, I guess it was a lawyer, and it's not the idea that it's a job that's different, but it's the idea that we're not doing as a veteran what? The oath we take, say we're to do. We're not going and protecting the country or defending the country, our democracy, or the allies. We're going for corporate reason, corporate greed, to protect the assets of the people that control this government, and that's the big money.
Thank you, Will, for your call. You're spot on. Appreciate hearing from you. Sounds a lot like War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler, what he had to say there. More coming up.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Those features do include the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, you can get quick access to the streams and the podcast over at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Springtime is house buying time. More houses are bought and sold, and the somebody has to buy one in order to sell one in the springtime than any other any other season of the year. If you're buying or selling, you're probably selling a house and then buying another one. You're going to need a mortgage. Mortgage Minute Guy and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com can help you every step of the way. They've been advertising on talk radio for more than a decade. They're a name you can trust in national mortgages. And even if you want to do a little shopping around, be sure you give them a call at 866-288-0088. They'll let you know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive loan. 866-288-0088. 0088 MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. There's a lady who is formerly a soldier. She's been put in a prison cell for so-called desertion. She says, quote, this is from The Guardian, an Amy Goodman piece, quote, "I had a huge awakening seeing the war as it truly is." This is while she was serving in Iraq, guarding the gate at Forward Operating Base Loyalty in eastern Baghdad at a time when the base was under constant attack. She says, "I had this huge awakening, people losing their lives for greed of a nation and the effect on the soldiers who come back with new problems such as nightmares, anxieties, depression, anger, alcohol abuse, missing limbs, and scars from burns. Some don't come back at all." And she decided that she wanted to not go back to Iraq. She took her family. They went to Canada, attempted to seek some level of protection from the Canadian government. Unfortunately, they weren't told before they did that, but they didn't learn before they did that. Canada was no longer doing that for people anymore, so they were returned, and now she's going to prison. And we have to ask the question, why? What is the point of putting somebody in prison for this? This person doesn't want to be involved in your organization anymore, military. Why don't you just let them go? Well, we'd love to hear what you think, and you can share your stories as well at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in North Carolina. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, no, I wanted to chime in if I could. I know I was in the Marine Corps back in the early 90s, and I didn't desert. They called it UA or unauthorized absence. With like
unauthorized absence, that's the equivalent for
AWOL. And I did. I just got married, and I just split and just decided to hang out with my wife for a while, and I eventually got caught, and I was in the brig for probably 4 months. And I just didn't want. Yeah, I just didn't want to do it anymore, but I agree with you guys. I mean, I don't know of a process there is to actually just quit the military. I never heard of one, but that's all I wanted to do. But I didn't have an option. I mean, I was basically.
Well,
go ahead.
If you're a conscientious objector, there is a process. I mean, I don't hear conscientious objector when you said you wanted to hang out with your wife. But a lot of people have just essentially done work slowdowns. You know, I'm not gonna get up. You know, they just basically said, you know, they drug their feet through the whole process to the point that the military said, okay, you can go. And that's what I've seen work the best among these. But it sounded to me like you wanted to be with your wife. Did you toss out your uniforms? Did you still have possession of them?
I left them all. I left them all on base, and I just split, and basically was eventually found and arrested and taken down and given a good of service discharge or a general under other than honorable condition, which is
right.
A couple steps above a bad bad conduct discharge.
And you you were convicted of the UA, the unauthorized absence?
Yes, sir. Okay. Absolutely.
And what was it like in prison? Is it a prison where it's only Marines, or do they put everybody in there? I don't know anything about military prison.
It's basically like general population, but it wasn't like any of the horror stories you see on TV, like Supermax and that kind of thing. But it was basically almost like boot camp, and it was Navy and Marines basically where I was. And there were a lot of guys in there that were. I remember a guy coming in that was UA for 30 years, and he was in there just trying to get a discharge. And for 30 years he was missing from the military, and they eventually caught up with him and put him in the brig.
How old was this guy?
He was old. I remember. I mean, I was in my early 20s, but he was. I'll bet he was every bit of 60 plus years old.
And where did they send you in this case? Where was this prison?
In Camp Lejeune. Yeah, Camp Lejeune. In
North Carolina?
Jacksonville, North Carolina,
How many prisoners did it hold?
At least where I was, and I guess it's the ones that are low risk and no troubles. I it was like a regular prison. I know they had places where they kept people alone and...
Solitary,
Yeah, it's solitary. That's the word I was looking for. And,
but you were in a lower security. You had more privileges than, say, somebody who would have been, like, a violent person in there for violent reasons?
Yeah, I mean, they took you down to the mess hall to get 3 squares a day, and they let you go outside for an hour, which was basically like prison. And you couldn't smoke, and, you know, you could read books all day, and that's basically it. You know, you got a few minutes for a shower. And there was probably about 40 people in, like, our base squad day where we were.
What would you say the breakdown is as far as the people that were in your bay? Like, you know, what were they there for?
Most of them were there for unauthorized absence. There were a couple in there for some drug charges. And I think that's really it. Like I said, it was nonviolent offenders, I believe. And,
so you were in there for 4 months, and then they cut you loose, and that was it?
Yeah, you know, you had a lawyer. It was a legal process. I never had to go to court. My lawyer did that for me. He was a military-appointed lawyer, and I would meet with him once a month, and he would tell me what's going on. And then eventually, you know, he came to me one day and said, hey, by the way, you're out. And then we said, okay. You know, it was a choice. You could either take the good of service discharge under other than honorable conditions, or if you want to fight it more, you could. But I didn't care. I was ready to get out.
Right. Clearly you were.
Interesting story. Any other questions, Mark, as somebody who's actually been to prison?
No, it sounds. I did see a prison movie once called Cadence. It had Charlie Sheen in it, and it sounds very similar to that. I mean, people, they had to sort of march everywhere, and they treated you like you were in boot camp. Regular prison, less of that.
Yeah, it was basically minus the chain gangs, of course. I remember that movie.
Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate your story tonight. Always interesting to hear from people that have been through this. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. John is listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you? Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
Just wanted to make a couple points. People take an oath when they come in the service, and they have a team that they're responsible to. And I think the reason the military is hard on it is to maintain good order and discipline for that unit. Because if somebody leaves and doesn't come back, especially in a war zone, people have to take up the slack.
But why would you want somebody, just to clarify, John, why would you want that person in a war zone with you if you knew they didn't want to be there?
I appreciate that, but the oath they took said they would do this, and they were counted on, and I kind of think getting only 10 months for being over the hill for 5 years is, I think the person got off kind of easy.
10 months, this is what this woman was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If oaths are important things, right? Like, we have politicians, they take them. They say that they'll, protect the Constitution. They lie. We have oaths where the military people say they'll defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. From what I can tell, Washington, D.C., nearly full of enemies at this point. And I wonder if, like, here on Free Talk Live, if I made Ian swear an oath to stay on the air with me for the next 5 years and he decides he doesn't want to, would it be okay for me to throw him in jail because I had him swear an oath? Or is it something special about swearing an oath when there's a flag and a Bible and all these other sort of accoutrements around?
Sir, to me, in my opinion, yes, it is something special to take an oath to the United States of America and its flag and to the Bible. But then I'm probably leaning farther that way. I mean, I did 30 years, so you're asking the wrong guy to come to the middle on that.
We need another ancient text. I need to write some stuff up, and we need our own flag around here.
Thanks, John, for your call and thoughts.
I can do anything with a flag and an ancient text.
855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, meaning that we're here to take your calls about anything you want. It doesn't have to be about the military and desertion, one lady going to jail, prison, military prison for 10 months. Just had a guy call in to say he was in there for 4 months after they caught him, and he was in there with a bunch of guys who were in there for, what was it, AO? Absence?
UA, unauthorized UA. Absence.
Unauthorized.
That's
absence.
Generally for Marines and Navy. He was Marines, basically, as a part of the Department of Navy.
So, I mean, clearly punishing people for unauthorized absence isn't stopping people from having unauthorized absence.
The majority of people in with him were in for that.
And I still don't understand the excuse for doing this, for putting people in prison who don't want to go to continue on with the military. The excuse is, well, we need to make sure the units are cohesive, and we can't just have people walking away. These are their teammates and blah, blah, blah. But why would you want someone on your team fighting, or, you know, supposed to be fighting next to you, who doesn't want to be there, who has a moral objection, who
it
doesn't
may not
sound
be
to me like you can count
objection
on them?
This person had a moral objection, but
right,
most of them, I would think, don't have moral objections. They just don't want to be there. And,
okay,
you know, everybody's worked alongside a slacker.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants a slacker to have their back? I mean, that's ridiculous. I understand the difference between the military and other jobs, but that's why I all the more don't want people that don't want to be there.
Let's continue with your calls in moments.
BitcoinStore.com has lower prices than you're going to be able to find on consumer electronics and many other goods on the internet. Trust me, when I say they're lower prices, go take a look. If you're looking to get a tablet or a laptop or some other consumer electronics device, go to BitcoinStore.com, compare the prices to where you were looking before, and see for yourself. Is there a catch? Well, yes, there is. The fact is, BitcoinStore.com has a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro, and they only take Bitcoins. They will not take your U.S. dollars. They will not take your Russian rubles. They will not take your, you know, one of those Euro things. Won't take them. They're not interested. They only take Bitcoins. Mm-hmm. You've heard about Bitcoins on the news. Every major news media has reported on them. They are an internet phenomenon at this point. They're a form of international currency, and BitcoinStore.com only accepts them. Go there, get the lowest prices on consumer electronics at BitcoinStore.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Sean first in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm in the military currently, and I would like to say that I don't know the specifics of the case for her, but in general, I agree with the idea of punishment for desertion.
And why?
Well, first of all, I mean, you've heard a lot talked about the unit cohesion and the thing. I mean, when a person joins the military, not only do they take an oath, as other people have said, but they also sign a contract, a legal contract of enlistment.
I've signed contracts to go to work at other places. Right. Simply because it's a contract doesn't mean you can write anything you want in it. My employers haven't been able to write a term that I can serve them. They can say that I'm not allowed to compete against them in a given market or something like that, but they've never been able to say, you must work for us for 10 years if you write this. I mean, even baseball contracts, they can't make the player play. They can only say that they can't play someplace else. So, what you're saying is the U.S. military, the United States government, is allowed to, it's an entity that's allowed to contract in a different way because they are who they are, right?
That's correct. I mean, they have set up a way to do enlistment. It's not a employment. It is an enlistment into a military service. And they require you to sign and agree and followed by the oath, as you've heard, that they will serve a certain term and they will complete those duties. Now, I've understood you guys talked about that, hey, you don't want a slacker, and that's true. You don't want people who don't want to be there. There are other methods and ways for people to get out of the military if there's certain issues. For example, they have hardship discharges, but that's a process. That's not someone just saying, I quit, I'm out of here.
Yep.
And I don't know if this particular lady actually went through the process, talked to her.
Doesn't sound like it.
And
sounds to me like she just packed her crap up and went to Canada.
So she broke the law, which is the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which she
sure did,
and her enlistment oath to follow, and so that she's subject.
You would agree that there are good laws and bad laws, right?
Yes.
And you'd say that do you agree with the majority of Americans that believe that politicians in Washington, D.C. Don't represent you, that do a poor job of representing you, largely are liars and thieves? In fact, there's a new poll out that says more Americans are afraid of the government than they are of terrorists. Would you agree with that?
I'm not afraid of the government more than I am of terrorists. I do agree that the political system has a lot of flaws. Now, as far as, you know, why do we have the law against desertion in the Uniform Code of Military Justice? It's simply because you do not want the people to leave the battlefield or to desert the...
Well, that's just a matter of rewriting the law. If you want to worry about battlefields, that's an issue of rewriting the law. To say that, look, that essentially when you come back on leave, you can decide whether or not you want to go back out or something like that. I mean, that would be a rewrite of the rules as opposed to locking people up for taking too long of a leave. That's an entirely different situation, walking off a battlefield or, demanding to leave a ship.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between between unauthorized absence, as you said, taking too long to leave, and desertion. Desertion is with intent. It means you've gone absent without leave, AWOL, for more than 30 days.
That's not exactly right. That's not my understanding of the rules, that they actually have to show intent for desertion, and it's not a time frame.
Leaving the country was the intent.
That's the darn sure is the intent, right?
Sean,
like going and asking for permission from
Canada.
Thanks
for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Chris in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Chris, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I first want to issue a challenge to your last caller there. Does he know that the United States Air Force is nothing more than another corporation, and the United States itself is? So it is employment because you're being employed by a corporation.
It's a special corporation. They've got flags
and cages.
Right.
<I'll put> you in.
But yeah, I mean, I was more on the stance from where y'all were going with that there you can't have a special institution that they can write special contracts. The only thing that makes them any more special than anyone else is they're putting a gun to that girl's head and saying,
absolutely.
Well, there's also this obedience and this love that people have for them. People say that Christianity or Catholicism is the biggest religion in the United States, and I say, bull crap. It's flag worship. Flag worship
Amen.
is what is what allows politicians in Washington, D.C. to get away with all their crap. Of course they wrote rules that said that you can't quit their job. It's their job. Of course they wrote rules that said you can quit every other job. It's not their job.
Exactly.
Obviously, exactly. They're giving themselves advantages.
Chris, anything else you want to share tonight?
That was it, because he covered the whole part about the contracts part of it. The problem is the contract's only enforceable if someone puts a gun to it.
Yep, absolutely true, and that's what they do. Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. 855 450 free. And again, what kind of contract, what kind of contract does the other party get to change the rules at any time they want? The government can come in and change all of the parameters. They can change the Uniform Code of Military Justice. They can change the actual agreement that you're signing when you join the military. They can change all those things. And then you either agree or you go to a prison cell. That's not a contract.
Even if you want to make their contract special, then, I mean, there's so many other ways to do it. Ding their credit. Say, you know, they often give signing bonuses for people to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's $1,000, and if you quit, give us the $1,000 back. Chances are good people deserting, you know, at private or corporal rank from the military aren't going to be able to give $1,000 back. So their credit's going to be dinged, and they're going to be, they're going to have bad credit for a while. Why not that? Why in the world do I, as a United States tax-paying serf, have to pay to keep these people in jail? I don't want to. I understand you love the military and love the flags. I don't want to pay to keep these people in the brig.
Brandon's on the line listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to say it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Good to have you here. Go ahead. Sir.
I served 4 years in the United States Marine Corps Infantry. Got out as a corporal, non-commissioned officer. And this is actually something that happened to a few guys in my unit.
All right.
We had guys, you know, they decided, you know, before deployment, they didn't want to go overseas, or, you know, coming back, they wouldn't want to be a part of it anymore. And usually that's something that you try to handle at the unit level and either SEP them out or...
SEP?
And separate.
Okay.
And we had some guys, you know, they could try to push for a conscientious objector status, and it's a long, hard road.
Yeah, I want to hear, sure, if you got more to share, I want to hear about it. So stand by. We'll bring you back in hour two, 855, 453. It's the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.